And let's get you up to date with emergency triple team traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
We still have the closure in place. Eastbound SR-201 and SR-202. At about 102nd West, you've got to use an alternate route. If you're traveling westbound on the 21st South Freeway, just a little bit of heavy and slow traffic approaching the West Belt. But speaking of the West Belt, we still have a left lane blocked with a crash there, and that has really jammed up that commute. You've got stop and go speeds back to I-80 southbound I-15. Delays, your typical afternoon drive slowdowns from Salt Lake, really all the way through Draper. Len Thomas?
Emergency traffic with the crash on SR-36 in Stansbury Park at Mills Junction. We've got slow traffic on westbound I-80 from Black Rock just after Salt Air to the crash. Highway 138 is closed in both directions at Highway 36. Traffic getting by on the shoulders. Northbound I-15 through the valley, slow pace in Sandy and again in South Salt Lake. And emergency traffic continues northbound 15 in Utah County. A three-car crash moved to the right now at Pioneer Crossing at American Fork. Mark?
Bumping up your KSL travel time, Salt Lake City to Farmington to a ridiculous 36 minutes. Delay South Salt Lake in spots up to Layton Hills Mall, if you can believe that. A break or two along the way, but it's mostly slow the entire way. You've got 215 North delays on the way up to Legacy Parkway. You've got Legacy Parkway delays on the way back to the freeway. And then you've got Highway 89 delays as well up to Fruit Heights, again between SR-193 and I-84. Green Mango Pest Control, don't wait for the knock at your door before it's time. Time to get rid of your bugs. 801-839-7545. $50 KSL special. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.